Nigga, all of
hold
them.
Hold on, all right.
My nigga,
Wait. Say
are we just on right now?
Yeah, we are right now.
Oh, I thought I was bringing us in with the song.
Go ahead.
Are we? Oh, do you want a revolution? Tell me, do you want a revolution?
Whoop, whoop.
All right, we in here.
Now, Reverend.
Yes,
he knows in my trunk, Reverend.
Yo. Shout out to us. Shout out to y'all, too.
I need lighter.
Welcome to another episode of Rhythm Spoons Live. It's your boy, the one and only, magnificent, illustrious, superb, terrific.
Is this me?
No, I'm on myself still.
Damn.
Pope Ra. I'm here with King Sheen and to his talent.
No. We want some enthusiasm with our name.
Right. What are we?
I want you to give us all that you just gave yourself.
To myself? Yeah. I can't do you how I do myself, bro. I'm sorry.
Wow.
I can't do you how I do myself.
Well, I already know I'm King Sheen Scorpio.
I'll do me.
You know what I'm saying? I like thick women who know how to cook yams.
What is...
Okay. Like bubble baths.
Yams in bubble baths?
Yeah.
Like you put the yam in the bubble bath so it can simulate your pores?
Feed me the yams.
She feeds your fat ass yam in the bubble bath.
Wow, with the marshmallows on top?
I'll eat that kind
of thing. Oh, okay. I was about to say, you have some extra fat boy shit.
She put the brown sugar on it.
Word up.
Little
5'7", 192. And that's not a good thing. That's fat.
You say that?
Sometimes I'm like that. Sometimes I'm not. Take it away, Tweet.
Okay, you done. That was just you. Who you is. Okay.
Who you is.
Whoa, somebody take this.
Oh, shit.
Fuck it.
Oh, and I'm banned from Facebook until Saturday.
What you do?
I'll tell you, I want in a tweet finish.
All right. I'm fine. I've done enough. Oh, I'm just two, you know?
That's it?
It's two of me.
One of you.
One of you. Who gonna lose? Fuck all that. Tell us how you got blocked on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so
I put up a post, right? Like I usually do. Everybody on my Facebook page, now I'm putting some shit up there. The last post I put up there, right? Uh-oh. It says, how did we meet?
Mm.
It was a picture. It had 1 through 20 in it. Each number had its different versions that you had to choose from on how we met. So, of course, Anthony, sick ass.
Yeah. I got banned fucking with him, too.
Chose number 7 on the list. And number 7 means...
You the fed.
Met through a partner. He goes on to elaborate on number 7, saying one day, back in the day, we was going to see some chicks, and because there wasn't no chicks for him, he saw me and proceeded to do some unwarranted sexual acts.
He said all this. He said all the finest models ever.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So I go to respond, you are a super cub. You probably about the gayest person I know. No, I call him a homo. I say, you most homo nigga I know. But I blanked out one of the O's and homo because I know how Facebook
is. That's over.
Tagged me 2 minutes later, said you have violated Facebook community, whatever bullshit they give you. You banned for 3 days from commenting or doing anything.
She said it was nasty.
I said, yo, all I said was homo, yo. This man just said everything in the world to me, but I get banned for 3 days.
You almost got you
just saying one word. Word, man.
You can do that now.
Terrible, yo.
Right, it's the agenda.
It's terrible, bro. I said homo.
Nope.
That got me bad.
Don't say nothing bad about homo. They want everybody to be
It wasn't nothing bad, though.
They want everybody to be a little open-minded. I guess. Want everybody to be a little curious.
I'm not curious.
You just gotta leave the whole internet alone, bro. You let these niggas be.
That's crazy, man.
But, yo... Shout out to us again. Once again, it's Rhythm Spoons Live.
Mm-hmm.
Check us out every Thursday. We go over all types of ill shit on Rhythm Spoons Live with the share our screen feature. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this week, my boy Kurt Franklin had a discussion with his son.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want y'all to listen to this discussion and tell me, was he out of pocket for talking to his child like that? Or do you feel that, just tell me what you feel about it. I ain't going to tell you what I want you to feel about it.
What the suggestions are?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where's that screen shit? Let me share my screen. There we go. There he go. Listen to this, yo. Bitch ass niggas. What you feel about that?
Go ahead, Tweet. You go first.
I'm saying, first of all, the son ain't had no business uploading that. Because, like, shut the fuck up and just talk to your dad. Don't come bring that shit on Instagram. And my mother cursed me out all the goddamn time. I don't go record it and put it on social media. Now, you know, they shouldn't be talking to us like that, but at this point, it's what it is, my nigga. He like 33, so if he's still talking to you like that, your ass probably ain't been doing shit with your life. I'm down.
All right, so apparently, according to his closest friend, Kirk Franklin's closest friend, Steve Harvey, the history with him and his son.
Oh, shit, you done fucked up.
With me?
I know all that.
The history of his son is that when, you know, he was first had his son, he couldn't really provide much for him just before he got into the industry. And I guess his son, mom, and him split up. So, of course, he went with the mother. Or frankly, you know, got on in the industry, started making money, got married, had his other daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And his son was resentful about that.
Yeah.
So, Kirk Franklin was saying, like, he'd been trying to, basically, he gave him the silver spoon baby treatment, paid for everything. He never really had to work for nothing. Now he's a 31-year-old kid.
33.
Mm-hmm. And he said he had to talk to him like that. Well, he said what you didn't see was the therapy that the therapist he called after the son didn't want to show that because he feel like they can't have a normal conversation. So, first of all, that's a violation. That's your fucking parent. That's your father. Regardless of how you feel about that, man, he took care of you your whole life.
Well, that ain't no violation.
That's a violation to record that.
No,
phone call. Let me finish.
All right,
and put it on live for the world to see. Clearly, you're trying to ruin this man's reputation.
Yeah.
Clearly, you hurt.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I guess you thought the world was going to be on your side. I don't know what. You know what I mean? He thought he was going to get out of that. But you're a 33-year-old man. Your father cursed you out. So fucking what?
No, this fake-ass preacher cursed me out.
He ain't even a preacher. He never been a preacher.
He make gospel music songs.
He just a
artist. He don't curse in songs.
All right, that don't mean mad people cursing at churches, giving sermons, right? Yeah.
All right, so I fuck with a pastor like that. Don't give me this shit that you all.
You can't curse in gospel music and put it out into the world.
Yes, you can. Why can't you? You just said that you can curse in a sermon.
I ain't say you can. I said they do.
So you can. If they
so I never heard one gospel artist ever curse on none of these songs that you hear on the radio or CD. But yes, it's videos online everywhere.
Okay.
That's not the same thing.
It is the same thing.
An artist and a preacher hold two different things.
What do preachers preach?
The gospel.
Oh,
they don't sing that shit. They don't record it and sell it.
We talking about the words.
Man, we're getting far away from the topic.
Yeah, argue.
That was some whole shit by recording the conversation and then putting that shit online.
All right.
And the sister comes and responds to the son doing that bullshit. Then that's not true. Like, we all got issues in this family. We got text messages, everything.
I don't want to hear from your sister. That bitch more spoiled than me.
Bro, but she working. She did something with herself.
Duh, she had a better upbringing.
He had the same upbringing as when I'm telling
in the house.
But the son had the same opportunities.
Okay. Hey, I'm sorry. You done?
I did my research. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, that's just... Damn, it's statistically proven that you have a higher chance of success as a child when you grow up in a household with both parents.
Absolutely agree.
Boom. All right. So,
gotcha.
She had the ability to go through the psychological maturity and financial maturity to become a productive member of society and a sane member of society. That nigga ain't had that. You know why? Because he was raised by his bitter ass mother because his bitch ass father left to go fuck with this other bitch.
He didn't leave to go fuck with another bitch.
That's literally what happened.
That happened later, years later.
Okay, he left. He left.
Got his life in a better position.
That's fucked up.
They was already split.
You left and your family was in a bad
position. You don't know what made them break up though, Raheem.
I don't care.
You know
that shit happened
all the time.
It's a personal decision whether you're gonna leave your family or not.
He probably was like, fuck this bitch. Or maybe she cheated on him.
He got things straight. He was on drugs.
Then cheat on her back. You don't leave your kids.
What the fuck? He didn't leave his son, bro. He was there in his life. His son just became an adult.
He left the house, bro.
So you can't be a dad outside the house?
Statistics say
we're not going over that, brother.
What?
I'm asking you, what do you think?
I know.
Read or research.
I know.
Yeah, I want to spark this now.
Yeah. I know that when a child grows up in a household with two parents, he has a higher or she has a higher higher possibility of success in life.
I believe you, sir.
Okay, that's all I'm saying. And Kirk Franklin fucked that up with his bitch ass. And he's supposed to leave. Fucked up. At least get up, right? With your family, y'all be struggling. You get up, come up together. Then when you get up and you got enough money, you know what I mean, to say, fuck you, get out of here, you set up, you do that. You don't leave your family. And then, you feel me? That ain't some honorable shit.
Son got everything he wanted.
Except a father in the house. The most important thing. Because statistics say, when you grow up in a house with two
parents. It sound like you making excuses for this boy, man. This grown man, I'm sorry.
It sound like you making excuses for this father.
I'm not.
Left his family.
I'm just saying the action. I'm talking about the recording and the release.
And then you talking to him like that. Like, you ain't have to talk to him like that. What that boy say to make you talk to your own?
We don't know. Like the whole thing wasn't sent to us.
Exactly.
You only know the part that makes
but you know what Steve Harvey said, though.
Because Steve Harvey went on.
So why he didn't tell you what the boy said?
Steve wasn't on the phone?
Shut the fuck up.
That's how you need to hear from Steve Harvey.
You gave a fuck what y'all would have to say at the time.
Oh, man. But anyway, man, that's some shit we never thought about doing shit like that when we was kids. We got our ass whooped or cursed out by our parents.
What? When I got my ass whooped by my parents.
Yeah. Did you go out to the world and tell your teacher and the cops and all of that? Hey, my mama whooped my ass and my mama cursed me out.
That's different because that could get them put in jail. That's snitching. This can't get Kirk Franklin put in jail. It's just going to put a little halt to his record.
Right, which is what he wants.
Exactly.
That's not okay. What I'm saying is when we were children, we would have never thought about doing that. So clearly.
I would have fucked up the work if you don't be holding me down. Like, wait till I get into my hands or to some of my father work. I'm gonna fuck it up.
Why, yo?
I owe him something.
Why are you holding on to that, bro?
Nah, I literally owe him something. He's gonna get that work.
All right.
You know what I mean?
Nah, I'm fucking with you.
But I believe that Kirk Franklin brought that on yourself. You make a decision when you leave your son along with a bitter mother. Either you bring the boy with you.
33, though.
It's psychological.
Like, how long do you hold on?
How old are you?
35.
How old did you feel? Exactly. 28. Exactly. So how old you think he feel?
I still feel like a grown man, though. I don't feel like a child.
I do. You don't feel like a youthful? You still don't feel youthful?
28.
Like, when you go to the park, do you get on the swings?
No.
Oh, nah, yeah,
no?
He's an old nigga.
Damn, yeah,
he's an old
nigga. I know, I'm a stout to get on the swing.
So when you take your kids to the park, you'll get on the swing?
Nah, I push them, because it'd be too many fucking kids in there for me to get on the swing, too.
Yeah, I'm going to be my turn. Oh, man, you've been on here 5 minutes. Your father.
You going a little kid off the swing, like.
So you're agreeing with what happened here? That's what you're saying.
No, I'm saying,
are you against any of this?
I'm saying
the actions of the son.
I'm saying, damn, nope, hell no. Because you know what? This is so dope, right? Mm-hmm. If that ain't happened, we wouldn't even never know who Kirk Franklin truly was.
You thought Kirk Franklin was just the nigga that sang the song?
I did not know Kirk Franklin was
on the street.
I'm asking a question.
He answer, he tell you stuff like this.
I did not know Kirk Franklin was on the phone telling his firstborn son, I'm going to stick my foot up your bitch ass and break it out.
I heard words coming up, man.
Right.
That ain't shit.
Nah. That's all I would have done out of Kirk Franklin, bro. Like,
I had no
heroes, bro. Like, you can't.
Facts.
Nah, bro. Like,
who hero is he?
The Christian boys. The choir directors all around the world.
Oh, yeah, he probably looked up. They probably looked up to him.
Dude, that don't fucking matter. They in church. They don't matter.
You don't know what's going on, brother.
The hell?
You don't know like I know. Fucking way. They all fucking crooked in there.
But now everybody crooked. See? Because exactly.
A lot of these churches.
Now that's what's going to be happening. Everybody going to lose a little bit more faith.
Because of what?
Because of Kirk? Faith in God. Yep.
This man does not have that much power, no.
You don't think Kirk Franklin got that much?
No.
He made Stomp, bro.
I know, a classic.
He made Melodies from Heaven. That's my favorite church song.
Rain down on me.
What? Come on.
Rain down on me.
I hate that part.
Sing it out, sing it out.
Be like,
yeah.
Fucking off. My nigga, go over there to them. Go over there. Let them have it. That's not dope, but he, bro, that was a long time ago. He made his song.
I was like, motherfucking man, I'm sure you ain't gonna listen to that song. I bet you that shit go on, bro. You start cursing at his track. I mean, cursing at his track. That's what they gonna do, bro. They gonna start merging this shit. You gonna start cursing in the gospel.
Bro, put your motherfucking hands in there for Jesus.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. All right, now the tray about to come back around this motherfucker. I'm short. Damn.
You bitches stop being cheap out there.
Yo.
He's
smacking. I'm getting jumped.
You walking down the aisle just smacks my foot, y'all.
Motherfuckers don't know about Jesus. I can sell you some dope last week. Fuck y'all in here.
Put my money in the collection plate.
Nah, I swear to God, like when I think about the goodness of God. He said, yeah, I don't know who controlling the clouds up there, but this slushy shit gotta go. This nigga the best hood weatherman you ever had.
Yo, you ain't say the video I sent you about Dwayne Wade, son?
No.
Oh, man.
You should do it with Instagram. Oh, yeah, that was a while ago, right?
Yeah, that was for last week.
Okay, wait, let me look at it.
This young man has box braids up in his bun with his little dress on.
No, don't say that.
He did.
He did. Why don't let that boy... Oh, they took that shit off.
Crazy.
Yeah, they took that shit off.
They was probably frying his ass on that picture.
What you say? She got the message. I can't hear. I should say, yeah, what you think about this nigga, bro? Yo, that's my nigga tweet.
Nah, yo. Y'all got y'all stimulus yet?
Man, sure did.
Let me tell you about how my shit hit. So when they signed this, right? They signed this on
Last Wednesday,
right?
Yeah.
So I got my shit on Friday.
You got your shit right away.
Every time they pass,
wait to Wednesday. Yesterday.
Every time they pass a stimulus, I get my shit the next day, bro. Now when Trump passed this shit, I got my shit the next day.
What's your last name?
Start with an R.
Oh, mine do too. Damn, all right. So
I should start with a C way before y'all.
Now, they know they owe me. They know they owe me especially, so they give me my shit before I storm the Capitol. Psych, don't ban me for that.
Right.
I'm playing. But I think we might get banned for that. It's been a minute. But yo, you heard about the nigga? that got his stimulus. No, wait. The dude killed everybody in the house.
Yeah.
Because old girl wasn't shitting under the stimulus or tax money.
Hold on.
Hold on. Let me share the screen. Shit. Y'all always just against...
Arrested
against
for murdering
the man,
four people
bro.
In a house in Indianapolis. No police. He did it. That's one of the stunning details in new court documents uncovered today by ITMA. Good evening, everyone. I'm Full Sanchez.
And I'm Nina Crisolo in for Brooke Martin. Richard Essex has the court documents
to the story.
And talks to members of the victim's family.
Malik
it's more niggas.
He got into an argument with his girlfriend over stimulus money. He wanted hers. And he told the cops that his daughter took her money, took her purse, and took her car, and then took off. Vendetta Willie sat on her mother's front porch this afternoon looking for pictures of her son, 35-year-old Anthony Johnson.
That's I what I found the worst for.
Friday, he was the cousin. Friday,
he probably just came through to see them real quick.
Johnson was one of the four people murdered in his house on Randolph Street Saturday night.
Hey, kill everybody.
7-year-old Evie Moore.
Put all of them in the house.
23-year-old Duquan Moore.
And for 44-year-old
Tamika Brown.
That's how broke niggas are. Look, she broke.
No, they were all there.
Like royalty group. That's a free coat.
Playing games, my son always.
And a free
play games with Daquan, my nephew. Because I was going to kill him. My son played video games all the time. That was their thing.
When the argument between Half Acre and his girlfriend turned violent, Johnson was on the phone with his grandmother.
And my son was the one that got over to my baby sister's phone and began to tell my mom that someone had came in the house and killed everybody. Those
dang.
Were my son's last words.
Half Acre told IMPD investigators he got into an argument with his girlfriend over her stimulus money. She's identified in court records as Demetrius Moore. Moore survived the shooting and told investigators that Half Acre shot her, took off with a couple six-month-old child.
She survived now.
He was able to call police as Johnson was on the phone with his grandmother.
But he was the last words that said, Big Mama, someone has just come in and killed. He told her to kill.
All right, I'm gonna kill everybody with a stimulus money. So I saw this girl, she made a post, right? And she said that niggas shouldn't ask they girl for none of the money that they get for like being a, like for the children, for claiming the children as dependent.
Uh-huh.
Niggas shouldn't expect none of that money.
That's what the girl said.
That should go to, that should go to the kids. What do y'all feel about that tweet?
She looks a little
bad.
Yeah.
She's supposed to get him something. Like, she's not supposed to get him nothing.
Mm.
But do he get half? No, it's like maybe me and you split half of this and we put the rest of it to the kids. Like, now that's a fair exchange. Yeah. Everybody get it.
Yep. That's some real nigga shit. What you think, shit?
Get that bit and a half of that fucking money.
Half of it?
Mm. If you gonna be like a little petty, y'all can at least split it. Each kid you getting $1,400 for, split it with them. So if y'all got three kids together, get that man $2,100.
Yeah.
Because you know any fucker, that money not going to them. All that money not going to them fucking kids.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably going to spend like money. $500 on the kids. And you're going to keep the other nine. You know what I'm saying? So why not hook up? Especially if you've been a fucking father all year round.
Yeah, like he lived in the house and paid the bills.
Well, that man didn't live in the house, but...
But why he not...
Not this nigga. This nigga was a... What am I talking about? This nigga was a weird... I hope they murder that motherfucker. Like, let's put
that's
that
crazy.
Shit
fuck.
I hope they shoot that nigga when they catch him.
Oh my God.
Cause that's some crackhead shit. But I could tell all of them was on drugs from the video. Well, let's go back.
All of them. It was only one.
Look.
We know from her mom. We know.
She on drugs. He came in here looking for drug money. That's how people live. Yeah, but he needs to be taken out. You can't save her. That's super predators.
Yeah, but y'all should hook y'all baby fathers up, man. That man been doing his thing all year round.
So you think the baby father should get some of the tax money?
Hell yeah. And especially if he come through once and around, eat your ass. Because we all know some of y'all be fucking
what
y'all.
What you mean, come through if your baby father lived
there? No, we talking about the ones who don't live in the house.
Now, if you don't live in the house, I don't think you should get no tax money.
What?
I don't think you should get no tax
Why?
Money.
Why? I come get my kid all the time.
I don't give a fuck.
Sound like the baby mother.
Right.
So this money should be on
this money staying in the house. This is money for the household. We're not part of the household, nigga. Mm. The money is not allocated towards you. Fuck out of here. Go get some outside money with the bitch you live with.
That's but you what I got mean. My kids.
If I so what? I got my kids.
It's our kids together.
Now you talking about they're your kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they my kids, right?
Mm-hmm. So leave it ours. At that.
Nah, fuck that.
That's you, what ours mean. See, yours your, and mine.
No.
Together.
Yours
ours.
Mean yours, and mine means mine.
That's crazy. You sound just like them bitches.
That's how it be.
I know. That's why you sound just like them.
So what be y'all niggas' right problems, yo?
What be y'all motherfucking problem?
Bro, what's yours is yours, and what's mine is mine.
I don't live here with them, but when you need shit done around here, who the fuck you calling? You calling
Ghostbusters,
me.
Ghostbusters, motherfucker.
Nah, you calling me.
Nah.
Fuck.
She got a couple of niggas she probably called.
Them niggas don't answer.
That's why she got a couple of them.
Ain't nobody answered.
So man, I'ma call you.
That's fucked up,
yo. You dumb. I go, yeah, what's up, boo-boo?
Boo-boo. Hey, guys.
Nah, man, I think if you don't live in the household, you don't get none of that tax money. But if you live in a house, you feel me?
If you live in a house, the money gonna come to you anyway.
What you
Unless
mean?
You got a trifling ass girlfriend.
Nah, like
she gonna buy it, she gonna break everybody off in the house. Y'all got three kids. Everybody get broke off in the crib.
Alright.
So the money gonna automatically come in the house and to you.
Sometimes motherfuckers don't be trying to
What? We in the house together, remember? We live here. We one big happy ass fucking family.
But niggas don't be trying to break bread sometimes, though.
That means she don't love you. Oh, sweet, pass me the other bag. Mm-hmm. That means she don't love you.
What?
If she don't give you none.
Money?
Yeah.
You equating money with love?
Absolutely.
And so you think a greedy woman can't love you?
A greedy woman can't love
you? Oh, shit.
You think a person that's greedy can't love? Uh-uh. Damn, that's crazy. I think anybody capable of loving.
Uh-uh. I don't think anybody capable of loving.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
I really think love gotta be something you want.
It gotta be something you want?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. These are them juicy ass peaches?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's the best.
Them shit's too juicy.
You still want these?
Nah, that's from last week.
Yeah.
Nah. Hey, Sweet, remember last week I asked him for those niggas being stingy as hell? And he still here?
Give it to you.
I wasn't being stingy, bro.
Yeah, I'm eating.
I don't want it. So I don't think you love me, yo.
What?
You was being greedy last week.
Wow. I was eating the bag.
But the bag's still love. Here.
Because when I left here, I was done eating, so I didn't eat them all.
So why didn't you give me any?
I was gone already.
That's crazy. You love me, bro.
I bought you your own bag today.
You did. You bought my own bag last week, too.
No, I did. Ain't by the way.
Who bought you?
I did, by the way.
Yeah.
Hey, so who the fuck ungrateful then?
I ain't say nothing.
2 weeks straight, I bought you your own
ungrateful
shit.
Ungrateful wasn't the topic.
I added the word.
Why? You didn't even address what I had to get. Yo, that's crazy. You got to just like these bitches now.
That's how you get around some shit.
Hey, guys.
What's up? Oh, shit.
We're hearing some jokes.
Well, I got one. Jet gave me a good joke.
Okay. How did Michael Jackson check up on Kevin Durant?
No. What you would not do is Michael Jackson jokes. Go to the next one.
She said, how does Michael Jackson check up on who?
On Kevin Durant.
How?
Kitty, are you okay? Kitty, are you okay? Are you okay?
Kitty?
KD.
Oh, KD, are you a...
Gosh. All right, that one didn't record.
I got one.
Okay.
What do you call a pig that doesn't oink? My son gave me this one.
I don't know.
She? What do you call a pig that doesn't oink?
Shit. I don't know.
It's not a pig.
It's
oh
not
my
a
god.
Pig. Oh my god.
I got one.
Okay.
y'all think deaf people masturbate with one hand and use the other one to moan?
What?
No, I think gang members do that when they come.
Like, deaf chick masturbate with one hand and they be moaning with the
other. I think they could just go, that's without each other anyway.
The pain. They got to express it. They got to get it out. That's why I finished talking.
I look.
Like, bitch, I hear you. You talking.
Why
doing good.
Yo, what the fuck is wrong with you, yo? I'm trying not to pay him any attention.
Oh, my God, bro. Oh, my God. This nigga is ruthless.
No boundaries, yo. Look, why didn't the lady fish go out with the fisherman? I guess.
She is trying to fuck.
What kind of...
Who's trying to fuck who?
The man, fisherman was trying to fuck the lady. That's why she ain't go out with him again, because he only wanted to fuck.
A long pole.
She was already hooked up with someone else.
This shit is worse and worse every week.
That's a great one.
Fucking slut.
All right, last one.
No, please. Spare us.
What did the hype man say to the leafy greens?
What did the hype man...
Turn up!
Oh, the hype man, leafy greens.
Turn up!
Yo, maybe it's your delivery. Maybe you need to work on the delivery.
That's even good?
Triggering. No.
Oh, my God. I don't know why you guys are such a rough crowd.
Those are, like, the worst jokes I ever heard. Oh, I wish, man. I had more hands. I get those jokes. 7 thumbs down. But, no, those are good, Tweet. We appreciate your joke a lot of them. Moving on, man. Easter coming up.
Uh-huh.
Fucking Easter.
And I just wanted to go over the history of the Easter. What all that's about. Psych. What the fuck was that? Am I hacked? Did I get hacked? What the fuck is happening right now? Who's calling me? You're calling me? Am I hacked? All right. She had all some raunchy ass questions this week.
Not raunchy.
Some horny ass questions. We gonna go over some shit we missed from last week. You just woke up and you're 15 and back in high school. What's your next move?
In school, I'm knocking out my own work.
You go
basketball practice school. Yeah.
This nigga decided to do homework. School seems like that.
I was 15. I was doing my work.
But you're not. You.
You know, I'm back in school. What's my next move? I'm telling you. I wake up. I'm 15 again. I'm back in school. This is what I was doing when I was 15.
Okay.
Not my workout. Go to basketball practice.
Well, if my old friends and everybody's there and it's in the same setting.
No, it's you back then.
That's what I'm saying. So my friend's going to be there. Okay. I'm going to go back to have lunch with my friends. Like, that's going to be my first thing to do.
You don't know them now?
What you mean? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But it'd be mad funny to go back and sit at the lunch table again.
Classic lunch table moments, huh?
Mm-hmm. Mean girls.
What you gonna do, Ralph?
Sound like 6 bitches. I think they cute. I'm gonna eat they pussy. ASAP. Boom.
What?
Getting that out the way.
At 15.
Yeah. Getting that out the way.
Hold on. Did I misinterpret the question? We talking about now what we would do if we go back to 15 with our minds right now?
God.
We
just
woke up.
Oh, what you think I said that for?
I thought we was going back to when we was 15. Mm. Cool. Go ahead. I want to answer again.
Yes. I'm getting all that out the way.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, going downstairs, hitting the weights, heavy, sneaking in the motherfucking wheel. Hell, shit, heavy, you know what I mean? Training, getting my body right, feel me?
Mm-hmm.
After that, leaving school, going down to my uncle, boom. hey, yo, I got these, such and such, give me this for this number, all that shit. Boom, got that going up, boom. Going home. Yo, I need a camera, boom, starting a podcast. Mm-hmm. At 15. You know what I mean? Boom. I'm getting on the internet, you know what I mean? Instead of just watching all the porn and keeping it, I'm going to put that shit on the website, call that shit Pornhub. Start getting money off that website, got the podcast moving, got the block working, got the school shit going on all together, know what I mean? Mm. I start fucking more, having a little bit more kids, spreading them out a little bit, having baby mothers, building me a community.
Spreading them out?
Yeah.
And how long you gonna be 15 for? I thought maybe it was just a day. You just...
I gotta wait. Life. Word, I gotta... I only get this one day, yeah, and then I gotta go.
One day.
Yes. I'm doing all that in one day, right? So look, when I come back at 34? It's gonna be, my whole world gonna be crazier, bro. Cause I came back that one day and did all that shit.
So you trying to change history.
Trying to change,
butterfly like back effect. To the future.
Butterfly
effect. Can't change history.
So, it's all right then, so I'm not doing nothing.
We're going to class.
We go to class and fucking tell
do our homework.
Word. Damn. See, what'd you say you were doing?
Going to have lunch with my friends again.
What?
At the lunch.
Was you uncool in school?
So no. Much. He's one of the more popular fellas.
You were on the team?
I was the coach of the cheerleading squad.
You cheerleaded?
Yes, guys.
Get the fuck out of here.
I mean, I was the captain in high school, and I was the coach in at Essex County when I went
there. You wore, like, skirts and shit? Like, you was out there like, give me an A. Hey,
you got your A. You got your A. Flipping and splitting, yes, guys.
Wow.
I am impressed, bro.
You know how to do a split.
So what happened?
What you mean? Like, why did I do it? Or like,
yo, like now, like, why you now be like young and make sister and shit? Like,
yo.
Get a M and they're broke, though.
First of all, I've literally, like, always been like this. Like, I always dressed either loose sometimes or girly sometimes, but I would dress.
I know. You don't never wear leggings?
I know.
Yeah, I don't understand why y'all do this to me.
What?
Just because I wear looser clothes and I'm comfortable.
All the time?
That's what I'm saying, all the time. I said, I was about to say sometimes, because y'all misinterpret it or act like every time y'all see me, I look like a dyke.
No, not me. I've seen you outside. Nah, you just came to my birthday party. Y'all look good in there.
All right, I then. So you know how I get dressed then.
I ain't
like,
you with no pocketbook, though.
I did have a pocketbook.
I seen Tweet outside.
It was in the chair. Why would I be dancing on my pocketbook?
And I knew every time I see Tweet, I know it's Tweet.
What does that mean?
She look like... Like, you know your niggas when you see them out.
Hey, yo, see! You heard? Know that little bow-legged nigga bop.
That definitely be me. Bopping shit to you. Look at this nigga bending the corner. Hey, brother.
Word up, man. Go ahead, she introduces next question to the people. We all have an aunt that look like her.
Who's it?
Like who?
Is there such thing as a man?
Okay, yo.
Is there such thing as a man that worked too much to you, Tweet?
Is there such thing as a man working too much?
Yeah.
I would say yes, just because he doesn't get a chance to live. Shut up. Live more on that outside world, because, you know, work can consume you and... in a way, and then everything just your whole life becomes work. You don't want that, so you want to make sure you get on the outside sometime, enjoy yourself, and enjoy the people around you.
But what if he want that? It sound like you don't want that for him, but what if like he comfortable like that?
Well, we're just working,
working 16 hours a day, and I live tremendously, and now you well taken care of.
I mean, I still just wouldn't agree with it. Maybe there would be some way to make an even exchange about it, but I don't know. Never had that situation. Well, I mean, I had niggas that always was at work and shit like that, but I was young, like, so I don't care about that right now. Yeah.
You think it's such a thing as a man working too hard?
No. Working too much.
Yeah, working too much.
I think I need to work as much as I'm working to take care of my family the way I've been doing.
So well, you don't work too much.
We're not doing this shit live. If I can balance work and family.
You do a very good job in doing that. I'm saying, like, could you have a job where you had to work? Like,
I do have a job. I'm a fucking mailman. I work. Right here. I work. I start at 7:30 a.m. in the morning working.
What time you get off, shit?
Normal hours is 4 o'clock. Overtime is 5 or 6 o'clock. That's the time I end tour.
I know, the tour, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm talking about people that, like say you had to work the whole time you were at work. You know what I mean? That type
what
of thing.
What the hell?
Well, yeah. I know what that is.
Do you know?
Christmas all right. Time.
So would you work, like, do you think that's working too much?
No.
I think that's working too much.
How?
I think anything that, as too much, it's not, what is it profiting you in the long run? If you work that hard,
maybe
that
to
much.
Retire earlier. Still got my health. I'm still young enough. If I want to get into another type of lifestyle, I'll be able to move around and be good.
Retire earlier. You know, at your job, they change the age.
I know.
So it ain't got nothing to do with how long you talk about your work. You need the age.
You cannot retire from a job in today's economy unless you got an executive job.
Have to work after they retire.
Yeah.
To be able to still live by them same means, because that check be like a whole 25% cut off.
And that's a motherfucker that's working, back-breaking work the whole day, you feel me? Like, so, yeah, it be, like, my...
Bruh.
Me too.
Hey, yo, this has been another wonderful episode of Ren and Spoons. My co-host didn't want to talk to me no more. They could have just told me to shut the fuck up.
How long you be at work?
I don't even know why he up here talking. He be there all day. But he don't be working all day.
What I be doing?
Touching
fucking the computer on Facebook. I call you all the time, right, Hank? What you doing?
Oh, no, nah, I be on my phone.
On Facebook or on your phone.
Yeah, everybody be
that's on. Not working, bro.
I be...
And then, yeah, lunch break is like an hour and a half because you be coming to the hood.
Hey, bro. Go ahead, yo.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, all right, since we going to put that out there.
Yeah, I'm going to pass the phone to somebody who don't got no edges. He said, oh, I'm going to pass the phone to somebody who don't wash their ass. But anyway...
I think there's such thing as a man working too much. Anytime you working to the point to where, nah, I mean, it's not benefiting you nothing, and you're putting a lot of your time in it.
I don't know nobody who does that. Working I know 12 hours people. A day and it don't benefit them.
I say in the long run.
In the long run, yeah. It should benefit
say,
you.
See, I know mad people that work 12 hours a day and still live paycheck to paycheck because it's a like tweet saying it's a lifestyle motherfuckers be trying to keep up with.
Well, I think while you work at one job, you might want to invest in some things.
This be and then like, investments oh, crash. You feel me? Like,
I mean, there are also ways you can make money.
It is. Now you can put yourself in a position. But
what you good at?
What I'm good at?
Mm-hmm. Then you retire from your job.
Live
right
streaming. What
you
do? Right, audio so
you
and video.
You can do audio and visuals. You know what I'm saying? You got to hustle. Tweet, what you good at? Not jokes. What else you good at?
We good at jokes. We're retarded. Like, what do you got?
I count money fast. What?
Like a computer?
What do you mean?
You count money fast like a computer, like a machine.
Not nervous. She just go, what do you mean?
She said what you good at. You say you count money fast. I asked you like a machine.
I guess not like a machine because I can't do it that damn fast.
Yeah, you're not good. Go ahead. What else you do good?
Well, everybody always be like, you look like you used to work at a bank. They always say that. Like, they always do.
Oh, God.
You Aggie.
I'm just waiting on what you good at.
I hate to say it like this, but like, oh, I be good at a lot of stuff.
You like, name none.
Yeah, I can't pinpoint something right now. Yeah, I'm gonna have to make a career out of this. Okay, styling.
Okay,
all right, I'm going cool.
Styling.
So you're a little size.
You're too good at cheating. Go ahead and say it. Go ahead.
I'm good at modeling.
I knew it was gonna be some okay. shit with your body, bro. I knew he was gonna
always bring it up in that
body. Oh my god, what are you talking about, man? I knew it, bro. I knew it was gonna be good with your body, bro.
I got a nice smile. I got a great
you're
face.
You're too short and too fat. Mm-hmm. To
there's
be
no
a model.
Height requirements in modeling for men, bro.
Bro,
there are that. Midgets that model.
Come there ain't on, no now. Models with what? Your body shape, bro.
Yes, it is.
Show me.
Go to the Gap.
Savage Fenty is probably have some.
Thank you, bro.
I want to see a model where she
and two
body
talents
tight.
Got. I can model her shit.
You can't. Yeah, you can put on a cry bitch shirt. That's the only way. Unless you man.
Damn, so I can't rock an
it's
AU Legacy shirt
with y'all.
And make it look good.
I'm saying, bro.
5% of all sales. That's all I ask for.
What's probably like in July, you'll be ready, bro. You
damn, yeah.
All right, yeah, July.
That's crazy. I don't judge you on your body, beloved.
I don't judge you, but you said you wanted to model an AU Legacy.
Well, I can't model like this.
Let's go see. Who you
standard he wants to go by.
Who you saying?
You can't
who
you be mad at what he wants.
The Gap.
The Gap.
Men models.
Gap men models. You oh, look. Man, you know to look up men models? I just wanted to see, bro. Oh, like, right. Oh no, shit.
Hey, yo.
No, shit.
Hey, yo. Oh, my God.
Hey, yo, you mean to tell me
you can't.
The Gap.
Mm-mm, shit.
Mm-mm.
You can't do it, bro.
Mm-mm, bro.
All of them look like me.
No, the fuck they don't.
Yes, they do. No, that's my body guys, type. Man. Nah, those look, all the black men look like me. You see the muscles?
I got the same fucking muscles.
Bro, you don't, bro. Your chest don't look like ours. Look out.
You can't even see that man's
he's
chest.
He's keep trying to include himself.
That's how I look.
Now you model you. I thought you was doing the audio and visual.
Modeling, dog.
Whoa.
Visual.
Oh, man. Put
plus size men models. I'm gonna put
not plus size.
Size. No, because they're gonna be fat as
hell. No,
no. Like, they even have plus size
husky.
They even have plus size women. They'll man. Take me and you.
I'm not husky, motherfucker.
Let's see.
I'm well proportioned. Put well proportioned.
Well,
I don't think anything's gonna come up.
Yo, y'all ain't shit,
man. Well, proportioned.
See that shit already? Like what?
Wait, is it pro or poor? Proportion. Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Man. Hey, yo, that's wild.
Models, bro.
I already typed in game.
Models.
Okay,
see, look at
models.
This shit. Come on, now. That ain't no well proportioned.
What?
That nigga's
said well,
12 hours in the gym a day. Unnecessary.
No, see those women. What? Now, I want to see. It ain't no models just with just.
Ooh, look at
it's a male right there. Ram.
It ain't no models with your body type. She, look. You can't model,
put
bro.
Put thick men. There you go.
Oh, my. Hey, yo, you gotta type it.
You gotta type it. Nah, move on.
Man, type
computer
it
gonna start
bro.
Popping
I can
up
be a
with
model, bro. Only my skinny dudes and man, muscular yo. Dudes ain't the only models in the world.
Brother,
don't make me start a movement.
As far as what we
don't
see.
Don't make me start a movement, bro.
You can't be a.
Type in Savage Fenty models.
I'm pretty sure that's not going.
I'm trying to tell you, they be having models. Of the...
That's Rihanna shit. Oh. She don't fuck with niggas that she size.
What?
Yes, she do.
Right there at the top.
But type in men.
Oh, yeah, I want men. Oh, she do fuck. Oh, she got the big bitches up there.
See, look at that man at the bottom. You see?
Oh,
come on now. That ain't me, but look at me.
Yeah, you're right. She, you can only work for Rihanna.
I'm good with that.
Look, bro.
They're going to see me kill it, and then the other people going to start calling.
No, that's just one nigga. That's the only nigga with a job.
You ain't getting his job. Yeah, but he probably,
what?
See, that's a different
nigga
right
there. Wow, what the fuck is going on here? All right, anyway, you can't be a model, shit.
He's still not letting you be a model.
Yeah, he got the body for it.
I didn't attach. Bruh, models come in all sizes.
Not really.
Big and
not
small.
Good ones.
What?
Not Gap models.
Gap ain't the number one brand. Fashion
that's the brand you name.
That's the first one I started with. I can give you a whole list, but we ain't got time
give
for that.
Give me another one.
Mm. Oh, Random Spoon.
All right, we ain't got time for it then. Yeah, it's a such thing as a man working too much.
Man, work to provide, man. Make life comfortable for your significant other and the kids. That's the goal, right?
Hey, what if the job you got, though?
Oh, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Already pay mad money, so you don't even gotta be going this hard. Like, you could be home some few hours, but you'd rather just stay out 24 hours a day working. That, so you already provide well be of above means.
Go ahead.
You still telling me that you need to be at work?
Yeah, I gotta save this money so if something happened to me, you able to live great after I'm gone.
You out there fucking that secretary.
What?
That's what happened. What's at that job? You want one?
Nah, that shit cold as fuck, man.
It's all good.
Can't eat cold chicken.
When you're drunk, you can eat cold chicken.
My nephew did.
I can't do it.
My nephew had cold chicken and hot chocolate. My little African baby.
Oh, okay. Your tweet is hilarious.
I'm dead ass though.
What time is it? Did we do our duty?
Time to go.
Last week was hilarious.
Niggas was going for like 2 hours.
I didn't say bye. All right, but it's definitely been another wonderful episode of Rinse Room, man. It's your boy, Paul Robert, reporting live. Here with the one and only King Chi. Chinky Eye King Chi, light skinned boy. BBW.
BBW.
Come up with my own category. Live on Rinse Room.
So it's going to be thick.
Rob, first of all, you wanted a thick bottle too, though.
I ain't thick.
I'm more
thick.
Let me
get outside.
You ain't still thick.
Yeah, this nigga think he hella muscular. Like, you ain't.
No, I'm not muscular. I'm skinny now.
Nah, but no, you're not skinny, bro. First of all, you're
still too something.
No, I'm skinny.
So what? I'm tall. I could be 2 something.
You could be 1 something.
You 2 something. You only.
I'm not 2 something.
You could be 180 if you're talking about you was skinny.
No, that's sick.
Yeah, you ain't been that since high school, motherfucker. Now you fat.
I'm not fat.
But thick still include the niggas that got a little muscle in them, though.
I'm not thick.
Exactly.
You think I'm thick?
Exactly. Huh?
You think I'm thick?
Yeah, you thick.
I'm not thick no more. I'm not thick. When I got the
I
car,
don't
bro.
Know how little he think he is.
I ain't sure I was little.
This nigga,
I know I
think
little.
He Tay Diggs.
I'm still a big nigga. Nah, I ain't. I'm bigger than Tay Diggs. I'm Tay Diggs. Big homie. Okay. Big up. You're not one time. No, 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 no.
What?
That's cool. That's rude, boy.
What? Yo, man, it's been another wonderful episode of the Rinse Room, man. We'll be back next week. Shout out to Kurt Franklin and his kids, man. Get your shit together.
Old bitch ass nigga.
And shout out to everybody that lost their life with their stimulus, man. Y'all spend that money wisely. And shut the fuck up, everybody, trying to tell everybody what the fuck to do with their stimulus money.
Facts. Invested.
I put that shit in my seat.
Yeah, nigga, I don't know how to invest. I can't even spell invest. You talking to invest your
that
money?
You can't
bitch,
put
I'm
that in the
crab legs.
Case. Take it with you. So spin it.
I'm getting crab legs.
Spin it how you
I'm
want.
I'm finishing my mixtape. I'm about to get an ounce to flip it.
Oh, you just reminded me
this. This nigga Joe Biden put me back in the game. It's been another one of the episodes, man. And remember, everybody, love yourselves,
me.
Love each other, and most of all, love me, baby.